Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 43 of the Big Apple Sports Media Podcast. I'm Anthony Evangelist, and as always, I'm joined here by Kyle Keegan. How are you today, Kyle? I can already tell by your face that you're an extremely happy man right now.
Eight is great. Eight is great for your New York Knickerbockers. Holy smokes, guys. It is April 21st, 2021 at 11:12 p.m. The Knicks have won eight in a row and are in sole possession of the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference. Woo. Oh my gosh. I hope that this isn't the ceiling.
I don't think it is.
I hope it's not the ceiling. But this is an unbelievable. I haven't felt this way about a Knicks team in so long. This is great.
How about them Knicks?
I can't believe them.
I'm loving the squad, man.
Dude, it just keeps getting better and better and better. This is so great, man. I'm like speechless still. What a win.
All that bullying. Julius.
What a win tonight. What a win tonight. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to say. I'm not even prepared. I'm not prepared.
Our last time recording was April 17th.
Yeah.
So that was right before.
I think they were on a four, right?
No, five. Five. They're on a five.
Dallas was five, so no, that couldn't have been. It was four, right?
Four or five. Okay, well, regardless.
It was either three or four. It wasn't five because five was Dallas.
And that was five. We put our – okay, I don't know. Well, four or five, whatever. They were at a spot that we didn't really think that they were going to continue. I think I said that I hope they won three out of their next four.
And they've won four out of their next four. Oh, and eight of their last eight. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That's crazy.
I mean, this is the first time on the show that I've really just been like, wow.
Well, I mean, the fact that we're recording right now is really good, too, because you kind of get our real reactions to this right now.
Oh, this is raw, guys. Like, this is as raw as it gets. Like,
the Knicks are 33-27 right now.
And they're in fourth place.
Tied.
No, we're not tied. We just leapfrogged them.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You just leapfrogged them. Oh my gosh. I don't even know how to get into specifics. Like,
okay, let me just.
Randle was great again. Unbelievable.
I want to say right now, before you go on, that the Knicks are closer to the third seed than they are to the ninth seed.
That's great. I don't know what the magic number is yet to get into the top 10, but it's got to be getting low, right?
I hope so. I think so.
It's got to be getting low. I'm going to do the math right now. Why don't you get into your reaction so I can do some quick
math? Okay, so I'm just going to say right now, I didn't watch the entire game tonight, but I was watching the highlights.
I caught the second half, but.
Stop speaking. God, no, I'm kidding. But,
I really should. I really should shut up. I'm going to let you talk.
So, tonight's game obviously went into OT. It was definitely a nail biter, but I just want to say that the Knicks' fourth quarter play was absolutely incredible. Coming back from, what was it, a 15-point deficit or something like that?
It was pretty high. It was definitely double digits.
And toughing out this win was absolutely incredible. I mean, I haven't really seen this kind of play from this Knicks team, but I mean, holy crap, man. I don't know what to say right now.
Dude, we're both just speechless. I still have to do this friggin' math here. So there's 12 games left. The 11 seed Toronto Raptors have 13 games left, and we actually play them on Saturday. That's our next game. Let me do this math here. So
I think that's where our road ends because I don't think we're beating the Suns. Raptors and Suns. I don't know if we're going to hit 10. I could see 9, but maybe not 10. I mean,
Toronto, that's a game that we should win.
Oh, yeah.
That's a game you have to win because they have a lot of tough games. Like, obviously, the streak's not going to go on forever, but there's still a lot of tough ones left, so.
Definitely.
All right, let me do this math, like, for real now. So we're 7.5 ahead of them with 12 games left. The maximum wins the Raptors can reach is 38, and we have 33. So I think that means the magic number is either 5 or 6
Beautiful.
To get into the top 10. which hopefully we don't. Hopefully we can get beyond that. And then to get into the top eight, the magic number is. We're not even going to do the top six because the top six is too close. I can do this. To get in the top eight, the magic number is either eight or nine. So that's combining magic number. If you guys aren't familiar with that term, it's for the top 10, Knicks wins plus Raptors losses as of right now. And for the top eight, it's Knicks wins plus Pacers losses. Not to mention we have the it's definitely eight for the top nine because we have – or the top eight. I'm sorry. I'm just doing too much math right now. It's definitely eight for the top eight because we have the tiebreaker over Indiana. Toronto, our game against them Saturday, settles that tiebreaker because we're 1-1 against them right now. And then I'm not even going to do the top six yet because we're only a game and a half ahead of the seven seed Heat. So just keep winning.
Okay. Well, regardless, whatever the math number, magic number.
You guys know now. I think it's six and it's six and it's eight. Okay. It's six and it's eight.
The Knicks are in a good spot regardless of the number.
The Knicks are playing good basketball.
Precisely. Eight in a row. I really think that I know that it probably won't happen because of the voters, but Julius Randle really should be the undisputed most improved player.
He is most improved, and he's also an all-NBA player. Let's get that straight right now. He has been a top 15 player in the league this year. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually, no, I'm not sorry. I won't apologize for that take because it's true. Even like tonight, I tweeted all night, like this, it was a poor defensive effort for a good majority of the game. And the scoring got it done. They found a way to get it done again.
No. And seeing the videos at MSG after the game, like it's so hype. Like I wish that I had the money to go to a game right now because it's definitely such like a cool experience to be there.
Easy. All right, I'll give you the stats for tonight's game. 40-11-6 for Randle. That's just absurd numbers. Unbelievable job again by our superstar. Julius Randle's a star, guys. Julius Randle is 100% a star.
I can't believe we're saying that. The bullying really worked. I'm telling you. Bullying works.
Off the bench, Rose and Quickly with 20 each.
They're such – like, look, I hate Peyton. And I hate that he's getting the playing time that he does throughout this entire season.
He had 6 points.
But Rose and Quickly off the bench are such a deadly combo.
And RJ had an off night after being the leading scorer last night, but nonetheless, 16-6-5. It was a poor shooting night, but
he still contributed. He's
contributing, yeah. Reggie Bullock hit 6 threes tonight, 18 points. Nerlens Noel, who came back from an injury with 3 blocks, 12 rebounds, and 9 points.
I just want to say, so we were talking about trading Reggie Bullock at the trade deadline for someone like a Doug McDermott, someone like and he's completely stepped up. I got to give him props because I had no faith in him really. And all of a sudden this past like little stretch since the All-Star break, he's been absolutely incredible.
Yeah. He's been exactly what the Knicks have needed. This is the third overtime win of the streak. The other two were against New Orleans on Sunday and Memphis 2 weeks ago. Almost. Just under 2 weeks ago.
Wow, the Knicks haven't lost a game in that long.
The Knicks haven't lost a game in 14 days. Knicks have not lost since April 7th.
That's so weird to think
about.
You
know, and to just go ahead to Saturday's game against Toronto, like, Phoenix is going to be tough. We're just going to go one game at a time here. Toronto, that's a game you got to win because that's the team, like, if you win that game, the magic number goes down to four. And four or three, whichever, Matt, I don't know, one of those to get into the top 10 and clinch at least a play-in game. And that would be nine. And then you wrap up the homestand with Phoenix and Chicago. Like, I'm still, like, not going to say, like, oh, we should win the next three, make it 11, sweep the homestand. If they can win two out of the next three, regardless of who they're against, unbelievable homestand. Because they should be – and theoretically, they should – Phoenix is a better team than them, and they should be Toronto and Chicago, who are teams that are both trailing them. So to gain ground on them would be huge. So theoretically, they should win at least two out of three of the next three games to finish off the homestand before that daunting road trip.
Can the Knicks just retire Julius Randle's jersey already?
You know, it's going to be real awkward when Steph Curry comes to the Knicks in 2 years and wants number 30. What are they going to do?
I wish, man. I wish.
Bookmark it. You talk for a second. I'm getting my computer charger.
Okay. Well, look, I just wanted to put out there that this Knicks team over this 8-game win streak has shown things that they've had all season but haven't been able to capitalize on that. And I mean, like, playing well in the second half, staying out of foul trouble, being more consistent with their shots. I mean, I know RJ had a bit of an off game tonight, but RJ's been very, very consistent in terms of his play. He's definitely stepped up a lot. Randle has been the same old Randle, but just on absolute steroids, if you want to say that. I mean, 40-point, 45-point games. I'm not complaining. I believe it's absolutely incredible. Other than that, like I said before, Reggie Bullock stepping up over this all since the All-Star break, 6 threes tonight. Players off the bench, D. Rose quickly. Quickly, I love Emmanuel Quickly. I'm so glad that the Knicks drafted him.
I mean, you're right. And it seems like however long – like the Knicks' talent was always there. Thibodeau's coaching was always there. It's really just kicked into effect, like, in beast mode the last 2 weeks with, like, the system is working perfectly. Everyone's playing their role perfectly. Julius Randle has gotten better and better as the season has gone on. RJ Barrett's shooting has gotten better and better as the season has gone on. Reggie Bullock has stepped into his role perfectly. Alec Burks, despite missing the last few games, has been Mr. Clutch in the fourth quarter. Emmanuel Quickly continues to show his unbelievable spurts of potential and, you know, progressing into a player that hopefully we can see as a superstar guard over the next few years, you know? Nerlens Noel playing incredible, incredible defense in the paint, grabbing those rebounds and getting those big blocks. And they're hitting the big shots, which they weren't doing. They're hitting the big shots. That you win three overtime games on an 8-game winning streak by hitting the big shots. And it's an unbelievable feeling. And, you know, I just hope this isn't the ceiling of how great we get to feel. I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say the Knicks are going to be in some kind of playoff play-in basketball game this year.
Yes, and I know that we've kind of been skeptical to say that just because the way that the Knicks have been the past few years. They're
it's just the math that this on their side. They're going to get into that top 10. It's all about getting to the top 8 and the top 6, though. Top 6 is really important, and it's going to be tough. We still have a hard schedule. But, you know, if the Knicks had gone 4-4 in these last three games instead of 8-0, we're talking about trying to fight for a top 10 spot instead of fight for a top 4 even.
Okay, I just want to say right now that as of today, if the season were to end today, the Knicks would not be playing the Bucks, the Sixers, or the Nets in the first round.
That's what they need.
Exactly. And, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be able to hold on to this spot. The East is incredibly close, so we're not going to really know until probably the last.
Boston and Miami that have more experience and an easier schedule are going to be tough. And, you know, we have the tiebreaker over Atlanta. We don't have it over Miami. And Boston, we play the last game of the year for the tiebreaker. My dream, and I was thinking about this today, is that we're fighting Boston for the 4 seed, similar to how we were with Atlanta tonight. Mm-hmm. Going into that final game of the year, that would be friggin' awesome. And then to play them in the first round afterwards. That game's at the Garden too. So not to get too far ahead of ourselves. There's 12 games left. There's 12 games left and the Knicks are 5 games or what is it? They're 6 games over 500 now, right? There's 12 games left and the Knicks are 6 games over 500.
That's crazy.
So realistically to get that 4 seed, they have to go what? Like to pretty much secure it. If they go 8-4, I feel like they're pretty much in that spot, right? Or what are you doing? Are you killing a bug?
Yes, a centipede just fell from my ceiling. That was really weird. Sorry. Yeah,
that was funny, man. We're having a good time. But yeah, would you say that over the next with Atlanta now a half game behind us, Boston a game, and Miami a game and a half, is 8-4 enough to secure the 4 spot?
I don't know, and that's why it's going to get tough. Like I said before, the East is so, so close, and we're really – I don't think we're going
to
really
have – I don't think we're going to hold on to the 4, but –
look, regardless of if we could hold on or not, I think that 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe even 8 will be decided within the last 2 games of the season.
I think that at this point, with Charlotte's injuries and us being 3.5 ahead of them now, we should be pretty much in the top seven, barring a collapse.
Mm-hmm. And like, but, look,
I'm way more scared of Boston and Miami than I am Atlanta.
Right now, the Knicks are fighting for pretty much the four seed. I think.
Yeah. And there's four teams legitimately competing for it, and that's the Knicks, Hawks, Celtics, and Heat.
Okay. And I'm just going to say right now the Knicks have the best chance. No, that's not true. But
no, it's not.
No, it's not true. But the Knicks have the realistic ceiling for the Knicks is four. The realistic floor is probably seven. I don't think we're going to go lower than seven.
I agree. The realistic floor, and, you know, there is no realistic with the Knicks. Hopefully not anymore, because this is the turnaround. This is the turnaround. But yeah, you're right. Like, if we're being rational here, it's probably seven is the floor.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm okay with that, because
this point, like, if you told me tonight after tonight's win, like, the Knicks are going to end in the seven, like, I'd be like, man, that sucks. But then again, if you told me the Knicks are going to end in the seven back in December, I'd be like, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, exactly. It's all about perspective. No, yeah, but exactly.
It is all about perspective. They just need to keep winning games. They just need to keep winning as many games as they can. They
Knicks,
need to win
the first round. Knicks Nets first round.
Sorry?
Knicks Nets first round.
No, second round. Not first round.
Yeah, no, I'm really not trying to play the Nets first round.
No, give me the Nets in the second round. That's not funny. I would prefer to play the Nets in the second round.
Knicks Nets Eastern Conference final.
That would be the best scenario, of course.
No, because then that wouldn't be able to happen. No.
Yeah, it would. If the season ended today, our first round series would be against Atlanta. Our second round series would be against Philly, which likely we probably wouldn't win because we're just being funny.
Well, so let's say Nets get one seed, Knicks get four or five.
I don't know. The Sixers might get the one. We don't know who's getting the one seed yet. That's the thing.
That's true.
It might be Philly, but Philly lost tonight. So again, but the Nets lost tonight too. So No one's really trying to get the one seed right now.
Okay. What, there's 12 games left in the season now? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'll give you this. 6-6 pretty much, I think 6-6 probably gets them the seven, at least top seven.
Yeah.
Well, the Celtics are playing good basketball too right now. The Hawks, I mean, we didn't even talk about this. Trae Young's injury could be like really knocked them off. I in all seriousness, I hate the way Trae Young plays, but I hope he's okay.
Same here. Oh my God.
Never want to see a player go down like that.
Definitely. Sorry, the wind just blew my door shut. That was kind of scary. So I'm going to run through the next 12 games, just kind of give a quick like little I'm just going to say win or loss depending on if I think that we could win this. So Knicks Raptors win, and this is going to be like realistic. So Knicks Raptors win 1-0. Suns Knicks 1-1. Bulls Knicks 2-1. Knicks Rockets 3-1. Knicks Grizzlies, let's just say 3-2.
No. 4-1. Stop. We're better than
they can, but I don't want to be too like hyper or whatever.
I'm going 4-1.
Okay, then I'll say 4-1. Knicks Nuggets 4-2. Knicks Suns 4-3. Knicks Clippers 4-4. Knicks Lakers 4-5.
No, hold on. I'll say this: they're gonna win one of those four. Memphis, Denver, Phoenix, or one of those. One of those five in the Memphis, Denver, Phoenix, LA. If they can win two of those five, they're chilling.
So the Knicks have, what is that?
I mean, no. They need to. No, Memphis. I think they'll win. The Denver, Phoenix, and then the two LA teams, if they can win one, they're chilling.
The Knicks have six straight road games in Houston, Memphis, Denver, Phoenix, LA, and LA again.
Well, they have to win the first two.
Yes.
And they have to win one of the last four. And at that point, you got to go – if they go 3-3 on the road trip, they can afford to go 2-1 in the last homestand. If they go 2-4, they need to finish off 3-0.
And like the good thing is their last three games are all winnable. Spurs, Hornets, Knicks, they're all at home.
Spurs, Hornets, Celtics, you mean?
That's what I meant, sorry. Yeah. But realistically, I think that I'm going to say that my hope as a Knicks fan is that they're able to go 8-4, 9-3.
Realistically, yeah, that's our hope. I think it's going to be somewhere between 5-7 and 9-3 is what I think.
I think realistically,
5-7 would almost be like a catastrophe at this point, though.
Yeah.
I think that we could be all right with 6-6. But the thing is, like, I'd like for them to be at least 7-5 because I want them to feel good going into the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like,
look, I think if they win those last three home stretch games, then they should be good going in.
I think that they'll win 2 out of 3 there.
Yeah.
But the game they really, really need to win is the last one against Boston. If we're still within a game of them.
Would you be happy playing Boston in the first round if that's a possibility?
I wouldn't feel comfortable, but I think it's winnable, especially if we have home court.
That's crazy. I just like it just kind of hit me that we're talking about the Knicks in the playoffs.
I mean, dude, like the Celtics, like I think the Knicks like could beat the Celtics. I mean, I'm not saying they will. The Celtics have more experience. They probably have more talent too. But like that's not such a silly thing to say right now. Because we're seeing the ceiling of this team and they're beating good teams. Like they beat Dallas. Like they're not beating up on bad, horrible team. Is there a single in the 8-game winning streak like a barrel scraper like that they won? Like there's no team that's like in dead last in that.
Not really.
I mean Charlotte's a playoff team, Atlanta's a playoff team, New Orleans, who we beat twice, is just underachieving. Dallas is a playoff team. The Lakers, albeit no LeBron, no AD, playoff team. Toronto, not a playoff team. Memphis, borderline. I mean, that they're not beating like trash. It's not like four of those wins are against like
bad teams.
Detroit, Cleveland, and Minnesota. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that. So, yeah, I mean, they just need to keep. There's no. I'm going to keep saying it because it's the point I got to drive home. They just got to keep winning games. And you got to take it one at a time. Focus on winning against Toronto on Saturday afternoon at the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Got to just keep taking care of business one at a time. And hopefully that's a sort of win where it doesn't just give us a heart attack.
I really hope not. This Knicks team has given me enough heart attacks over the years.
I mean, they're 6 games over .500 on April 21st sitting in the 4 seed. How can you be upset right now? You can't.
I'm not upset.
I'm not upset I'm either. Happy. I mean, it's surreal right now because they've been so bad. Like, they've been so bad. They've been as bad as the Yankees and Mets, mainly the Yankees. I'm just shitting on the Mets because they lost like 20-4 tonight. But
yeah, no, definitely. Well, we'll talk about baseball in our next episode. But
we don't need to drown ourselves tonight. This is a good episode.
We're happy. We're happy today. We don't have to elongate this either. Like, we got our point across. The Knicks are doing good.
This is a reactionary episode. Like, we're doing this because we're happy.
Mm-hmm. Very happy.
All right, but here's my lasting question, because it seems like we're good to about to wrap up here. Mm-hmm. If you could pick,
yes,
Boston, Atlanta, and my uncle was asking me this earlier today, Boston, Atlanta, Miami in the first round.
That's tough.
I have my answer. I think it's pretty obvious.
You really think it's that obvious?
I think it's pretty obvious.
I would say Atlanta if Trae Young's injury stayed.
Totally.
Yeah, probably
Atlanta. It's Atlanta before the Trae injury.
I mean, I don't know, though. I feel like the Heat aren't really.
I don't want to play the Heat. I'll make that clear. I would love to avoid the Heat. The Heat are not a team I want to play.
Yeah, no, Jimmy Butler.
In fact, I'd almost rather play Milwaukee than the Heat.
Really? Yeesh.
Almost, dude. Like, we went 0-3 against the Heat, and we went 3-0 against. If I were to rank the three, I'd say Atlanta, Boston, Miami. I don't want to play the Heat. I'll make that very clear right now. I'd rather play Milwaukee than the Heat.
Okay. Well,
What about you?
I really – no, I forgot that Jimmy was on the Heat for a quick second there, but
– yeah, and that they owned us this year.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to say in the order, Hawks, Celtics, Heat.
Let's throw Milwaukee in there as well. So I'll go Hawks. I'll go Hawks, Celtics, Bucks, Heat.
Nah, I'll go Hawks. I'd still rather have the Heat over Giannis.
I don't know. Jimmy in the playoffs is better than Giannis in the playoffs. So we're not even
– I guess we'll see.
I mean – honestly, like, guys, those are the two last teams. And, like, we're not even counting that, like, we might have to play Brooklyn or Philly. Obviously, those are the last two.
Yeah.
I think that goes without saying. Those are the two clear-cut favorites. Those are the best teams. I saw some Knicks fans on Twitter talking about we're only 3.5 Milwaukee for the three. I don't think we're going to get the three seed. All right? No,
we're not that far behind, but it's just not realistic enough.
No, I just don't think that we're going to make up 3.5 games of ground against Milwaukee over the next 12. But, you know, we do have the tiebreaker over them. We beat them 2 times out of 3 this year.
That's true. We do have the tiebreaker. Now, I mean,
if we end with the same record as the Bucks, we're going to rank ahead of them.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
I'm just stating facts that if we finish with the same record as the Bucks, we finish ahead of them. That's a fact. It's not me speculating. It's a true statement.
It is a true statement. All right. Well, is there anything else would you like to say about the Knicks before we wrap this up?
Win one or two more times before wherever we record again, because we're so loosely with the schedule. But if we record Sunday, win another game. If we record Tuesday, win two more games. You know what I mean. Yeah. Let's go. Let's keep upsetting people. Let's just keep going out and winning and surprising people and make people talk about us, because these have been some unbelievable wins.
And it's what the Knicks do best.
It's gritty. It's gritty, and we love it. Keep on it.
Well, I think that's just about going to wrap up our episode. Bit of a quick one today, but it was more reactionary episode more than anything.
Yeah.
Kyle still doesn't shut up ever, but what else is new?
You don't talk enough.
That's fair. So, yeah, well, let me just plug my socials real quick. I'm Anthony Evangelist on Instagram, AnthonyEV7 on Twitter. If you want to follow the account or the pod, whatever, it's at Big Apple Sports Media on Instagram and TikTok, at Big Apple SP Media on Twitter. If you want to follow Kyle, it's Kyle Keegan, but the L is a one, Kai1E Keegan on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Awesome. Go Knicks.
Go Knicks. Go
New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. Come on, repeat it.
Go New York, go.
Yeah. New York, go. And no one cares about the Nets.
Yeah, not really. Okay, so I was just talking with my friend that's a Nets fan, and he's like, if the Knicks end up playing the Nets in some point during the playoffs, he's just not going to be able to go out. And then my other friend chimed in our group chat, and he's like,
the Nets will probably win the finals this year, and no one in New York will care.
Because the Knicks made the playoffs.
Because the Knicks are – New York is a Knicks city, always have been, has been, always will be.
Fact.
That's my last take of the night. Because
all right, so let's end off on that. Thank you.
I think the Nets fans were talking trash to me after the win. That's the only reason it's fresh in my mind.
Okay.
The audacity of these people.
There's no such things as Nets fans. Okay, that's all. Thank you, guys. Goodbye.
Take care.